Well, today on this second Sunday of Advent, we have a letter from our Bishop Paul, a pastoral letter to the whole diocese. My dear people, a single desire lies in our hearts and is beautifully captured by the simple cry, "Come, Lord Jesus." It is spoken with greater intensity in this short season of Advent, but it is a cry that we utter in every season of the year and every season of our lives. Made in the image and likeness of God, we long to see the face of God, our Creator. This pastoral message, following the tradition set by my predecessors, carries a dual purpose. Firstly, to build the unity of the diocese, as it is shared across our parishes and homes. Secondly, it will give a focus for our lives, encouraging us to reflect above all on the second coming of our Saviour. Our lives seem currently to be dominated by at least three massive uncertainties: the effects of COVID-19, the effects of Brexit, and the effects of damaged ecology. As Christians, we can counterbalance these uncertainties with the certainty of our Lord's victory achieved by his love. This is more than clever words. He achieved it by acts. He achieved it by taking flesh, by his ministry, by his passion and glorious resurrection. This is what our lives are dominated by, above and beyond all uncertainties. But our faith can be weak, and our witness can fail, and we can become scared, and even those who lead us can cause us to question. St. John Baptist is a key figure in the life of our Lord. Even in the womb, he responded to Christ's presence. He prepared the way for the Lord and baptized him. He encouraged his own disciples to leave him and follow Christ. We hear the Baptist in today's Gospel at the top of his game, as it were. In lockdown and its subsequent tears, we look for ways of coping, remaining strong for others, doing what we can to lift those who have fallen. NHS staff, teachers, carers, and many other professionals have done outstanding work. I commend clergy, religious, and lay faithful for ensuring that people have access to the Blessed Sacrament, for prayer, in spite of the severe restrictions imposed. I thank those who've written to their MPs, expressing concern that churches have suffered too severe a lockdown. I commend those who look after families, especially young, elderly, and vulnerable. I think of St. John the Baptist later in his life in lockdown, having been arrested for his outspoken criticism of King Herod. Even strong people have their limits, and St. John reached a point of doubt. He sent a message to Jesus asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or do we have to look for another?" The answer he received did not change his circumstances, but it did give him new heart. Christmas can be a point of convergence for three aspects of our lives: past, present, and future. From the past, we draw memories and lessons, knowing that we can't go back. The future is shrouded in questions, a feast for the imagination. A variety of futures lie before us, depending on how we make choices and how events beyond our control affect us. So what of the present, the here and now? Christianity is not an ideal to be aimed for, but a reality to be shared. What we have been given matters. What have we been given in our many forms of lockdown? A verse from Psalm 18 is worth remembering. "He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me." We desire freedom, but some little thought leads us to realize that what matters most is that he loves us. Freedom without his love is no freedom. To know he loves us assures our most desired freedom. In previous Advents, I have encouraged us all to have a crib at the centre of decorations in our homes, and perhaps even in our places of work. This year, I encourage the same. This year, I also encourage you to make effort to attend and celebrate Mass, but this will be difficult for some. So I encourage you to get to Mass within the octave, the 8 days of Christmas. I also encourage you to keep Christmas going even up to the 2nd of February, the beautiful feast of Candlemas, when Christmastide concludes. Carry the light and hope of our ultimate freedom into the new year. Carry it joyfully through all the restrictions, trials, and uncertainties of this life, knowing the utter certainty of victory through Christ's love. With my blessing on you all, especially on those who are experiencing particular hardships, Paul, Bishop of Lancaster, and appointed to be read in all chapels and churches of the Diocese of Lancaster on the second Sunday of Advent, the 6th of December, 2020.